So Jay Gruden is taking grounders at first base because the Mets realize, hey, our best lineup we can throw out there is put Bruce at first, get Conforto in right, I assume, Granderson in center, and Cespedes in left, or Cespedes in center, and Granderson in left, right? That's what they're figuring out is their best three hitting outfield combination here.
Yeah, I think either Conforto can play center, maybe Granderson could, but they'd rather not at this age. Conforto's hit homer twice already in like the first, I think, three spring training games. They're hoping they can recapture that form late from 2015 and still young enough to do it. With Duda, I think you really got to worry after you just saw the back problems last year, and now it's already flaring up. You know, Jay Bruce can play some first. There was even some conjecture about possibly playing David Wright at first because they can use Reyes at third.
He's never going to be healthy, though.
That's interesting, too. But Corey's right. Wright probably won't get healthy enough to play a sustained amount in the field, even though it's only first base.
Well, I think maybe there might be some days, you know, to put him over there to keep the bat in the lineup if he's available and, you know, not make him throw from first to third. I mean, from third to first.
Right, certainly. Now, what is Tony, Jay Bruce, or Michael Conforto's value at this point?
I think with Jay Bruce, you're looking at a 20-plus home run guy, about a 250 hitter, and will bat that middle lineup right behind Yonis Cespedes. And Conforto's the guy that I think the expectations are mostly there for a lot of fantasy owners. Like, they all like the next young guy. We saw this guy in a little glimpse of it here, but we're looking at a guy that, you know, hit 220 last year and 348 plate appearances, so I think he's a 230-40 hitter and double-digit home runs.
Where are we taking that?
He'd be my last outfielder if I didn't draft him.
Okay. What about Michael Conforto here, Scotty?
Yeah, Conforto's like a late pick. You know, he can hit for some average and pop here. You're uncertain what his role is, you know, but this is why you follow spring training to see what a guy like Conforto can do, and if he's recaptured his form. So yeah, I think once you're set with at least four outfielders, you can start thinking about it, you know, as a depth pick.
Okay.
You know, there could be a nice value return.
Yep.
Is he hasn't played enough baseball at quality level? I mean, in Double A, he only played 197 at bats at Double A. He only played 143 at bats at Triple A. He's actually played more at the major league level than he has at Double A and Triple A.
Yeah, if he played a lot of Double A, I would be okay with it. It's a good point. That is an excellent point. Like, he came up in 2015, you know, played in the postseason late in the year, and he was ripping it up. But, you know, then the league got a book on him, and he found himself back in the minors. So I think a lot of teams are okay with pulling guys from Double A if they have enough seasoning. You know, if they can hit the pitching down there, they can skip Triple A. But I don't think Conforto's had enough at Double A.
I think that's a good point. We see players
like with the Red Sox, Benedetti, they feel like he's got enough.
Yeah, we see players skip AAA all the time, pitchers, hitters, whatever. But Tony's right, Conforto didn't really have even enough time there either. So it's tough to figure out what this kid is or even what he will become.